Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you so much for being here today. I will be introducing our speakers as we go. I'm Dottie Gallagher-Cohen, President and CEO of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. We are the regional Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Organization. And with me are Keenan Loomis, my counterpart from the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, our county executive, Mark Poloncarz, and David Wyzura from the United Steelworkers. So we're here today for a very critical economic reason, to bring attention to a threat to our local economy. We are really proud to be here with our partners in the business, government, and union community to really bring attention to the challenges that these tariffs, particularly the tariffs on steel and aluminum, will have on our regional economy. We believe that this will negatively impact both sides of the border, and we have spent quite some time at the Buffalo Niagara Partnership trying to make this river behind us just a river and not a border, to really open up the free flow of trade and people and goods. And many of you know that in our regional economy, Canadians spend over $1 billion in Buffalo Niagara just in recreation and tourism. We also know at the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, 40% of our members have customers or supply chain relationships in Canada. So this is a relationship we treasure and one we want to grow. When in late May, when President Trump imposed a 25% tariff on imported steel from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union, and a 10% tariff on aluminum, this creates great uncertainty in the market. And it's happening at a time when we are trying to renegotiate NAFTA in a way that actually increases trade between our countries. We are concerned about these tariffs and other actions that the administration is taking that really puts at risk our historic trading relationship with Canada, which is essential to both of our economies. According to the analysis of the trade partnership, 470,000 American jobs are threatened by the newly imposed steel and aluminum tariffs alone. And many of these jobs are directly across border connected, where our companies have integrated supply chains. You know that Canada is our number one trading partner. We export $15 billion of goods to Canada annually, more than any other foreign nation. And we, in Buffalo, are at the center of this incredibly dynamic and powerful economic region. Our government policies should bind the United States and Canada, not separate us. And today's event is really to put a highlight on the critical nature of these tariffs. So what I'd like to do now is invite up my counterpart from the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, Keenan Loomis, their president and CEO. Keenan?
Great. Thank you, Dottie. Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here. I'm going to start with a quote from somebody much smarter than I that was made many decades ago, and I think it really encapsulates the reason why we're here today. And it's from John F. Kennedy when he was president, and he said, "Geography has made us neighbors, history has made us friends, economics has made us partners, and necessity has made us allies. Those whom God has so joined together, let no man put asunder." As a dual national, an American and a Canadian, this is the spirit by which I've lived my entire life as I have straddled both sides of the border. And sure, there are issues that flare up from time to time between our two countries, but in reality, no two countries in the history of mankind have been more aligned on the big issues than the United States and Canada. And that is especially true after the signing of NAFTA in 1993. Since then, our economies have become deeply integrated, and the trade between our two countries is entirely fair and remarkably balanced. So when it comes to trade, Canada is not the problem. As a result, and despite all the bluster, We still have near universal alignment across all industries in both countries in maintaining and, in fact, enhancing and modernizing our economic relationship. And nowhere is that most obvious than the manufacturing supply chain and goods movement ecosystem between Hamilton, the Niagara region, and the Buffalo region. And I will share, I was in Washington a couple months ago and met with representatives of both the Democratic and Republican side in Capitol Hill, the committee that deals with trade relationships. And there was support on both sides of the aisle for NAFTA and for continuing going forward. So this is all common sense, except for in the one place that matters, and that is the White House. I would be remiss if I didn't point out the fact that the president himself has acknowledged that these tariffs are not about national security, but about building up leverage in a trade deal. Thus, the justification for the tariffs is baseless and, in fact, illegal. Even if the justification for the White House is economic competitiveness, many experts would disagree. In fact, according to an estimate published by C.D. Howe Institute yesterday, the Canadian and American economies are collectively projected to lose almost 30,000 jobs and almost $40 billion in value of trade. NAFTA is what makes North America competitive with the rest of the world. And again, there is deep knowledge and appreciation for that within Washington. I have to thank Dottie and the Buffalo Niagara Partnership for inviting me here today to voice your support for Canada. I have to thank the county executive for also being here today, and for the United Steelworkers and representatives of the UAW as well. This is the thing. We have industry, chambers of commerce, we have government, and we have unions all aligned around this issue. So what is the problem? I know that Canada has elicited a lot of support from across the United States, on Capitol Hill, in state houses, and in chambers of commerce from coast to coast, as we go through this bewildering and challenging time. Those in the United States have demonstrated support for Canada. They do it because that's what one does for neighbors, for brothers in arms, and for those with whom you have many strategic defense alliances. And it's especially what you do when you realize that unraveling our economic ties will damage both sides. So instead of engaging in this needlessly divisive manner that will only spread pain across the continent, we have an opportunity to reach a win-win solution that addresses real challenges for manufacturers in North America. On steel, we need to work towards regulatory cooperation that addresses the real cause of ongoing injury for our manufacturing industries, foreign dumping. It's important that we not let the possibilities of de-escalation and mutually beneficial outcomes elude our grasp. So instead of making deals with dictators, it is time to focus on our friends, because that is where real power and prosperity comes from. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keenan. We really appreciate your partnership and support. Next, I'd like to welcome our County Executive Mark Poloncarz to the podium.
Thanks, Dottie. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to beautiful and very windy Black Rock Canal Park, an Erie County park here on the shores of the Niagara River. And of course, that is Fort Erie, Ontario behind me. And we understand, because here in Erie County, we have greatly benefited from having a close relationship to Canada, with cross-border business and economic activity proving to be an integral reason for the recent economic success of our region. This close and mutually beneficial relationship with our friends in Canada has resulted in prosperity and security on both sides of the border. Unfortunately, that prosperity has been put at risk with the recent imposition of tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum products by President Donald Trump, and corresponding tariffs announced by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on many U.S.-made products. The imposition of tariffs and the commencement of a trade war between the United States and Canada will benefit neither country and negatively impact the Western New York and Southern Ontario economies. For example, just yesterday, Business Insider magazine estimated that $1.166 billion of goods produced in New York would be subject to the new tariffs announced by the Trudeau administration. And we all know that the U.S. tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum products will negatively affect our united auto industry in this region. Steel that is produced in Canada is often shipped to our region to be manufactured into parts that are then turned, shipped to Canada to be assembled in vehicles that are sold in the United States. We, the business, labor, and elected leaders of Western New York and Southern Ontario, understand that the economies of both regions are permanently linked, and a trade war between our two great countries will harm a large number of workers on both sides of the border. These policies are creating turmoil between two countries that are not only willing trading partners, but allied nations bound together by decades of trust and friendship. That's why I am pleased to be joined here by Dottie and the other members from the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership, from Keenan and being a representative of the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, of course, our friends from labor, David Wasura from Steelworkers, who you'll be hearing from very soon, and some of our partners from the auto workers, because we jointly speak in opposition to the imposition of these recent tariffs. We call for a de-escalation of the rhetoric on the issue, and we appeal to our leaders in both Washington and Ottawa to work together to strengthen our strong bonds, not weaken them. These tariffs are not serving problems, and instead damaging economic bonds that bring us together. In the end, these tariffs and the acrimony created by them only weaken our two great nations. No one wins by engaging in a trade war. No one. Instead, we must continue to work together to strengthen the social and economic ties that bind our nations. All of us who call Western New York and Southern Ontario home understand that, and we implore our national leaders to do the same. By working together, we can all continue to benefit from the shared prosperity of the united market between Canada and the United States. Thank you.
Thank you, County Executive. And I just want to put a fine point on, we're here talking about a national issue and President Trump's actions, but this is really a very much a local issue. Hamilton is the center of the steel economy in Canada, and Buffalo shares our economic future with the Greater Toronto Area, which is growing southward. So this has a direct impact on our region. It's not a national issue alone. It truly is a local issue. Unfortunately, Mayor Fred Eisenberg from Hamilton was intending on being here today, was unable to make it, but has brought a statement that Keenan is going to share with all of you. So again, this statement is from Mayor Fred Eisenberg of Hamilton. Keenan?
Yes. Thank you, Dottie. And as you pointed out, this is very much obviously a national issue, but it trickles down. And I said that there's a lot of support in state houses across the U.S. for NAFTA. But that's also the case in city halls across the U.S. as well. And my mayor, Fred Eisenberger, joined with Mayor Christian Provenzano of Sault Ste. Marie, also a city that has steel-making capacity in Canada, in writing a letter to mayors across the U.S. And so he asked me to share a little bit of that here today for you in his absence. As local leaders, we are concerned by the imposition of tariffs that will seriously impact our municipalities, industries, and workers on both sides of the border. Canada is the top destination for U.S. steel exports, and the U.S. is the top destination for Canadian steel exports. In fact, our industries co-produce a variety of products. The Canadian and U.S. economies are deeply interlinked. Our cities have deeply integrated and interdependent economic relationships. Tariffs threaten the supply chains of our local industries and the balanced relationship that has developed between our countries. As city leaders, we recognize that these trade agreements have significant economic impacts on our communities and local economies. We believe that our friendship, especially with our Buffalo neighbors, is strong and that we can work together to make the fact-based case for the importance of the free movement of goods across our borders, without which will result in the loss of jobs and higher consumer prices for both Americans and Canadians. So again, that's a statement from my Mayor Fred Eisenberger. Thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least, I am really pleased to be here, management, labor, government, all together. And joining us from the United Steelworkers is David Wasura. David?
Thank you. Good afternoon. I want to start off by thanking County Executive for the invitation to speak. on behalf of the United Steelworkers on the administration's truly misguided decision to include Canada in imposing steel and aluminum tariffs. I'd also like to mention that our district director, John Shin, wanted to be here himself, but is attending a health and safety training today and just could not be able to make it. Since the 1980s, the American steel industry and its workers have been fighting a trade war. Instead of sharing the gains of the recovery from the Great Recession, the domestic steel industry has been unable to recover its previous operating capacity, due in large part to a long history of weak trade enforcement that has allowed trade cheaters and the government-funded and financed expansion of the Chinese steel and aluminum markets that have flooded the industry. 10 steel furnaces since 2000 have closed, and employment in the steel industry has dropped 35% since 1998. From 2009 till 2017, steel import growth has rose 134%, increasingly capturing the share of demand according to the International Trade Administration. Since the U.S. took unilateral action on steel and aluminum imports and the threat posed to U.S. national security, other countries have followed with safeguard and trade enforcement of their own to defend against excess non-market economy steel capacity. Canada has increased the country's trade enforcement budget by close to $40 million and is making significant reforms to permit unions to file trade enforcement petitions and align the country's marking protocols with the United States. In the last few months since the implementation of 232 safeguards, over 3,500 workers have been recalled or are slated to return to work. Most importantly is that global overcapacity threatens the viability of the U.S. domestic industry to supply our country's military and critical infrastructure needs. Unilateral action by the United States has enforced long overdue international discussions in addressing the steel and aluminum issue. Implementation must be improved, and the United Steelworkers believes that the continuous border and unique strategic relationship with Canada should lead to an exclusion of Canada from these tariffs. Let me be clear. The overcapacity in the steel industry and the aluminum markets have not been caused by Canada and the United States government should focus these tariffs solely on those who cheat the system like China and Korea, not our friends and neighbors who have historically been good trade partners. Thank you.
David, thank you so much. I think your words resound very strongly with all of us here. We appreciate it. I guess I would open this up for questions if anyone has any. Well, I don't think the tariffs will, that's not what I was implying. It's not that the tariffs will impact the tourism industry. What I'm saying is the valued relationship with our Canadian neighbors. They are really part of our economy. And when we talk about the value of the relationship, it's not just on these one or two issues. It's really about an integrated economy overall. Sorry if I wasn't clear about that.
Obviously the county executive has talked about how we have a unique relationship here in Western New York of steel coming from Hamilton, being processed here in the United States and then going back and forth, which gets sold here. You know, we really truly see that kind of across the country where our partners in Canada and the United States and the steelwork industry have strategic relationships. The United Steelworkers is a truly international union where we don't only represent members here in the United States, but a lot of our members work in Canada, and including Hamilton, where steel is truly the heartbeat of the economy up there. So we from the steelworkers' point of view, we really have an integrated workforce and membership that this will affect on both sides of the border.
If I can
I can touch that. And I think what we have to remember is that our entire economies in the last 20 years have been built off of the rules associated with NAFTA. The assumption is going, it has been for the most, for, since it was passed during the Clinton administration, that goods would be able to pass across the borders without tariffs. And the entire auto industry in some ways has been predicated on that. Think about the products that are made here that are then assembled in plants, just a full assembly plants just across the border in Ontario. And I think we sometimes forget that we are so integrated. I drive a Chevy Equinox. Sorry to any of the people from Ford here, but I personally have a Chevy Equinox. And there's a nice little chart that exists that shows how many times the parts crash back and forth the border until they're finally assembled at a plant in Oshawa, and then they come back here to be sold. So what we have to remember is that the economies are so integrated after basically 25 to 30 years of integration, you just can't change that overnight. So as the son of a steel worker, my dad worked 37 years in the Bethlehem Steel plant. Imposition of tariffs is not going to restore Bethlehem Steel. Bethlehem Steel doesn't even exist as an entity anymore. What we need to do is focus on smart, fair trade. And what I'm very disappointed about is seeing what is bluster, but not actual discussion and negotiation. And that's why it's very important that our leaders, both in Washington and Ottawa, realize that we're not going to get anywhere by just throwing tariffs down. And I think maybe President Trump thought, if I put some tariffs down, then the Canadians will capitulate and all will be well. But that's not how you work as an equal partner, and especially someone who is more than just another country, but truthfully, depending how you want to call it, is our brother and sister in so many different ways. And as we know here, the relationship between the United States and Canada is more than just two countries. There are Canadians who come to the United States and marry Americans and vice versa, and have homes in Canada and have homes in the United States. The relationship we have is a strong one, and we call on our leaders at national level to understand that just slapping tariffs is not going to solve the issue. It's only going to create a much greater problem that's going to have to be alleviated in the long run. The problem in the meantime is thousands and thousands and thousands of workers are going to be negatively impacted, which means the economies on both sides of the border are going to be negatively impacted. Well, I'll give you a good example. There's a lot of them that, of course, you just talked about it. Welded Tube has talked about the impact that it would have. It may actually force them to go out of business at their Lackawanna facility because the tariffs will potentially make it unprofitable. But when the Trudeau administration announced the additional tariffs that they are going to implement in July 1st, unless this is resolved, one of the first ones that I identified was yogurt. And I think we all know how much yogurt is processed in Genesee County. So that could have a tremendous impact on the amount of yogurt that is processed and sold in Genesee County and all the food products that were listed on the list. I mean, I have it here of so many products that the Canadian government announced would be included in the tariffs. And those are a lot of products that are made here, food-based products. General Mills, we sell lots of cereal, and those types of products are actually included on the tariff list as well, not just tubes and pipes and steel. So people need to understand that everything from chocolate to maple syrup, to soy sauce, to ketchup, to mustard. If I was at Weber's Mustard in Buffalo and you sold into Canada, I'd be worried because your mustard's not going to cost more from somebody in Ontario to purchase. And that's what we're talking about, is this tit for tat does not work. It only ends up hurting people on both sides of the border. And for that, we will all lose. No one benefits from this.
Yeah, and I just want to add, thank you, County Executive. I agree with everything that everyone has said. And I think we've seen, the way I would describe this is, we've had some issues in trade around the world, and I think Chinese steel is a good example. Yes. But this is the effect of sort of punishing the whole class, right? And Canada is our friend and partner, and we have very integrated supply chains with Canada. Even when we talk about border issues and border protection, we are constantly in Washington trying to explain the difference between this northern and the southern border. We're actually trying to get more traffic between our countries. We are not trying to keep people out. And so we fight this fight that the Canadian and American economies have a very special integrated relationship. And these steel and aluminum tariffs hit Canada right where they hurt. And we'll also, as I think the county executive has pointed out, hurt the U.S. and businesses that rely on steel, but the retaliatory measure will hurt many, many industries in Western New York and elsewhere. So that's really what our appeal is about, to really look at this relationship and as I think David said, exclude Canada from this particular set of tariffs. And the last thing I'll say about this is that it's very challenging in economic development. We see it all the time, is whenever you create uncertainty, the impact of that uncertainty lasts for a long time. So if we disrupt, as the county executive said, this flow of goods back and forth because of changes or threats to changes in NAFTA, business will slow down. Companies will not invest. They will do business differently. And that's not what we're looking to accomplish here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.